Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
I know you know. I'm sick of this shit on Facebook.
wasn't gonna happen no more when it was on MySpace and then that fucking Twitter. Here we go again. My mama told me.
What the fuck you talking about?
My mama told me your ass
was. Has this ever happened to you? Have you ever been called up by Facebook, Twitter, or even MySpace? Come to SinCityBashBoots.com, where you can get away with hollering at as many bitches as you want. Peace.
Man, I don't even know that.
Bitches you was talking to, you finished talking to them, and we done. They
talking
gonna take care of your motherfucking ass now.
Goddamn, left my motherfucking laptop open. Fuck, shit. Fucking Facebook. Damn.
All right. Now, that should give you no time to rephrase that answer you just gave, bro.
I'm not going to change my answer. I'm just going by the survey that I seen. A motherfucker, you probably do a different survey. Survey I did, white women titties are more perkier than black women's.
Okay.
I mean, seriously, dog. I done seen some white women who, they like in their 50s, 60s. And they shit just sit straight up. I'm like, wow, them are some perky breasts. Well, it'll be her age or her size. But then, like I say, we see some of our sisters, and yeah, they start off like that, but then they get to the point where some of them, they let themselves go. Titties get to hanging like slaves. I mean, what you want me to say?
No, let's let Janine jump in on that one. What's up, Janine?
Hello.
He said it, not me.
Well, that's his opinion.
Okay. You're going to defend the sisters, though, right?
What you mean I'm going to defend them? Hey, all the ones I've seen, they dragging down to their knees. Shit, what you want me to say? I don't know.
All right, y'all, let's play another commercial. I got the wrong two motherfuckers on the phone with me tonight.
I'm not saying everybody. I'm just saying. I don't know why ours start to sag like that. I don't know why, but they just do. Not everybody's going to do that, but.
Not everybody. It's a lot of black women, but I'm just saying. I'm just going by the survey I did this one particular day, dog. I mean, I was in the airport. I was at work, dog. I was at work for 10 hours. And through a 10-hour day, I counted at least 30 to 40 white women. And breasts was just, I was like, wow. Those are some immaculate breasts. And I looked at the sisters. And for every one that was sitting up real nice, it was five new. Shit. You like, damn, do you even got a bra on?
Well, come on now. What about like the push up bra and all that kind of thing? You know what I'm saying? Women got that shit that pushed the motherfuckers up. Maybe the sisters didn't have none of those on that day. Feel me?
Damn, 25.
And the white woman did.
25.
I'm just saying, man. I mean, you know. Come on, man. You didn't hook up with one. You took them home and be like, God damn. And you looked like that earlier.
Okay. How many times have you took a woman home? You know what I'm saying? You unsnapped that bra and them motherfuckers hit her knees.
Yeah, but it didn't look like that at first, though. That's my point.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That false advertising.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe the white women hit the Wonder Bros on.
I'm just going by the women's breasts that I actually seen, not like under a bra, but breasts I've actually seen. I think it's just genetics.
Really? That's the same thing I said.
ain't trying to be hard on. I ain't trying to be hard on the sister. Okay, you know what? We got Wick here. Wick, where you at, dog?
What's good?
All right, man. Now I know. I know you. You the type.
He gonna agree with y'all, of course.
You the type.
I know the motherfucker too. Ain't no sister even asking him a goddamn question.
I mean, but
can I be a question?
I'm gonna ask him anyway, man. All right, man. I said I believe white women breasts are more perky than black women's. Like you've been around and you know you didn't. I ain't say all. I just said some. But now I've seen a lot that just has some. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I did a survey the other day, and I've just seen a lot of white women with nice breasts. I've seen a lot of black women, titties hanging like slaves.
Well, that's one way to put it. Oh, shit. I'm going through my photo memory of the titties I saw today. Give me a second.
I'm saying, dog, one day you're going to have to just sit down, man. You got to look. Now, see, because I'm going to tell you, I come from Gary, Indiana. You know what I'm saying? And, yes, it's a predominantly African-American city. So, I mean, I've been used to seeing this. So, like, you know, that never really, you know, I never really thought about it. But,
can you really say that at this time of age, though? Because most of them getting surgery. Some type of surgery.
True.
Done.
True. I didn't think about that.
Here,
good point.
A pull here, a tuck there, you know.
But they pulling and tucking nice. Shit.
Well,
I mean, okay, with that being said, don't you think maybe some... Hey, look here. Quit spending that tax money on going out in them motherfucking Gucci shoes and that, and don't get your reduction or tighten your ass up.
I know, because that's what I'm going to do with mine.
Me too.
What they like all that for?
Get my shit tightened up, too.
Yeah, get them nipples reduced.
Which one are you talking about? Is you talking about the nipples, or what you talking about getting tightened up?
Oh, wow. Oh, damn!
I'm just asking.
Talk about my breasts.
Oh,
you know, well, see, I'm not. As a man, though, would you really do that? I mean, it's like, man, well, shit, I'm looking really flappy. Would you really do that?
I don't know, man. I'm gonna check into that shit, dog.
I mean, you know what, dog? I commend you for that. Because I see a lot of men be like, well, man, I wouldn't do that shit. I ain't no way in hell I'd do that shit. But some motherfuckers need that done. When you look like you need a bra on, you need that shit done.
All right, hold on, man. I had to see that as a joke, man. I think you take this shit a little further than where it's supposed to go.
Look, man, I don't mean you per se. I'm just
saying.
Oh,
okay.
That one directed towards you, dog. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, seriously, no. Come on, man. I crack jokes with you and shit. I dive on you. You ain't that bad. But you know it's some cats out here that just you be like, God damn, man, that nigga titty's bigger than my old lady.
You say you told them to go get tucked too, huh?
Right. Shit, they need to go get tucked in too.
Well, I think as far as black women go, I think black women, they don't work out as much as white women do. It's a fact. I mean, I live in Minnesota. You see these motherfuckers run all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? You see the sisters driving or on the bus. big difference, man. But hold on, we got somebody new. I don't recognize the number, so I don't know who this is. Caller, what's happening?
Good, man. It's way low.
Oh, okay. My bad.
What's up, dog?
Same old shit, different toilet. How it's cool.
All right, now check this out, Waylo, man. I said some shit, and Father Time thinks I'm a little wrong for what I said, but I said it anyway. I did a little survey, right? A little survey, and I came to a conclusion that white women have perkier breasts than black women.
Yeah, dude,
I don't know what to say because, shit, white women are usually more small-chested than black women. That's why they shit's perky and sit up there like that because they ain't really got too much.
I mean, okay, I could go with that, but I'm just saying, man, I seen some, man. I mean, I seen some white women, and I was like, wow, those are some nice breasts right there. I mean, those are looking hella good right now. And I said it once, and I'll say it again. I done seen some black women. I look, turn around, look at the black women like, now look at this. These titties hanging like slaves.
I don't know what it is, bro. Well, I know one thing it is that black people, they mature and develop faster than white people do. Hell, these little girls now, they got titties and shit in the fifth grade and the fourth grade and shit. They got titties already.
Hold on now, Waylo. Now, I don't know about that one, because now these white girls, you got to look at it, man. These white girls be 14 to 15, be looking like they 22, 23.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I don't know about that one. But, I mean, I'm just saying, dog. I mean, I'm not, you know, I ain't being funny about it. I mean, I'm just saying, dog. I mean.
Okay, I ain't got no answer for you, bro.
Think about it. Some of the finest women that you seen back in high school, man, that you was like, oh, man. You know what I'm saying? And look at them now. You be like, damn. You know what happened? What you do?
Want too many cheeseburgers?
And that goes to my point. They don't work out as much as white women do.
I was in New Jersey, they got the mountains and hills and shit out there, right? Every morning on my way to work, it'll be about 30 or 40 white women and a couple of dudes just running up and down this mountain trail every morning.
My point exactly.
And they say they got used to seeing us every day for a whole month. They will start waving at us when we drove by.
Okay,
out there every morning running.
That's my whole point, man. I mean, I ain't trying to down my sister. I love my sisters, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, get your breast game together. Check your shoes. I mean, you check your toes. You check your nails. Get your breast. I mean, you know what? Wear better bra. Spend a little money. Spend a little bit more money on that bra. If you know you got some
shit. Instead of going to buy a living room suit and a bedroom suit and toys and cars and shit, when they get them taxes back, go get a damn boob job, shit.
I just said that. Now, Janine agreed with me, but Father Time, he tends not to agree with
me. I mean,
hey,
shit,
man, I just think it's wrong.
Why is
it
wrong?
It's wrong.
I know a 47-year-old lady went and just got her titties done, and them motherfuckers look superb.
I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with that. I just think that the comparison is all wrong.
They all women and they all human beings, so just because it's scantler, I mean, that whole thing about white women working more than black women, that's true in some regions. Hell, in California, you see black people running up and down the boardwalk all day. So that's really a dead issue to me.
Well, no, not necessarily, though. I mean, how many black folks you see running around other than running from the damn police as opposed to white people?
Hey, in the summertime, it'd be these dudes with these, I think he's an Xbox or some shit. That motherfucker drives up and down Fifth Avenue every day. And then if you go over there to Gleason Park, they still running over there around Gleason Park every morning.
Come on, man. When you see black folks running, it's two things. The police coming or somebody just shooting. Somebody out there shooting. That's the only thing you see black folks running. Now think about it. Somebody can call the cops or somebody out there shooting.
I don't know, bro. Well, it's depending on what you're talking about. If you're in the hood, then yeah, I can see that.
Shit, anywhere. I just think, me personally, I mean, I ain't really. As a matter of fact, tomorrow I'm going to actually sit there and watch. I'm going to do my own little survey tomorrow. I'm going to sit back and watch, and I'm going to look and be like, okay, I'm going to do some comparing.
Shit, I work out. Shit, I run about 3 miles every other day. I ain't gonna say every day. Every other day. Hell,
man,
walk at least 5 or 6. What's that?
Okay, I ain't ran in years.
Shit, I was getting it in when I was in New Jersey. They had the treadmill elliptical. Shit, I went in there for 2 hours every day.
That's all I'm saying, dog. I ain't trying to put nobody down. Hell, I need to work out more. You know what I'm saying? But all I'm saying is that, hey, so, I mean, whether they got them done or whether they, you know what? Let me ask Janine this. Janine, as a black woman, and I mean, I grew up around black women. And I mean, you know, I didn't have black women. I didn't live with black women at the whole nine yards. What is it about that as soon as y'all get home, y'all got to take y'all bra off?
Oh, you. She gone.
Oh, shit.
Told you about
she's going to hold that secret till she die. You can't hear about the bra issue.
I mean,
see what I'm saying?
They probably take it off because the mugs be too small.
Okay, and if that's the case, Wig, why not buy you a better bra?
Because this motherfucker's expensive.
They too busy buying other shit.
But now you'll buy some motherfucking Gucci shit for $300.
Yeah,
if they figure out what they can see. They worry
women,
about more what you see.
Most of the women, they get 9 racks for them taxes and shit because they got all them damn kids and shit. And they go buy all kinds of crazy shit instead of doing shit that they need to be doing. Hell, you want to see better titties, tell protest them damn taxes to go buy booth dogs. So it's only about $4,000.
All right, now hold on. Now. I'm going to be devil's advocate here. And I'm going to say dudes do the same shit. Go buy some fucking RAM, go buy a sound system. Kids hungry than a motherfucker.
Yeah, but now hold on. We talking about titties, though. You comparing apples and oranges.
No, it's the same thing. You saying a woman when she get a taxi, she need to go get her shit done, right?
Well, the hell if a man titties ain't gonna go get his done too.
No, that nigga needs to go to jail.
Oh, hold on, Janina came back.
All right,
yeah, I'm here.
All right, now, I was asking the question, but somehow we got disconnected. I was asking, okay, as black women, why is it the first thing that a black woman do when she get home, when she, like, soon as she know her day is over with, like, okay, I'm in the house, why is the first thing she do is snatch her bra off?
Because they uncomfortable.
I mean, brother, that so I mean, do they make any that really that you could be like, ooh, I could wear this bra all day?
Yeah, but they're not the sexy ones. They're not the ones that's cute that y'all would probably want to see us in. Them no grandma bras.
I mean, all right. Well, that, let's say, for instance, you going to work. I mean, you're not doing the sexy thing. It's just, you know, you got a day going, and you know, you like, well, I'm finna do this, I'm finna do that. You know, I mean, would you put on the grandma bra there?
I might. I don't have that many, but I might. Because most of the bras nowadays have those wires and stuff in them, and those wires are not comfortable. So unless you're talking about a sports bra or something like that, those might be comfortable, but those still don't. We just don't like to wear them.
Wow.
Well, I know I don't, so... I'm free with all my clothes, and I would rather not have to wear any clothes, but that's just me.
Hey, you're right about that theory, though, because everyone I've been with, every time they came to the crib or something like that, that's the first thing they get took in office and bro.
Right, and I mean, they just snatch it off. It's gone.
Hell, they don't even take their shirt off. But they're from the back, snatch it off and pull it out the front. It's like... That's some talented shit.
I used to really wonder, how in the hell did you do that?
You know, like, I wish I knew that skill in high school.
Right.
Be taking everybody's bras off.
You know what I'm saying? Gotcha.
I mean, I really couldn't figure that out. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And I just feel like I don't know. I mean, because, yeah, I mean, granted. And I did another survey. I mean, the white girls, I mean, for every two that might have some ass, it was about eight of them that were just flat as a pancake.
That's genetic.
My sisters, I mean, hey, even the flat, even the sister with the flattest ass had more ass than white girls. So hey,
ain't too many Kim Kardashians walking around this motherfucker.
But see, white girls don't have ass; they have hips.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Most of them do. It's more hips than butt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then the butt form to the hips.
Right. We'll see, with the sisters, they got hips and butt. You know, that's just genetic. Good carrying hips. Carry them children.
Gluteus maximus.
Well, I just want to know one thing, then, just in case. I guess I don't.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Who said that?
You know, Father Time. Well, Father Time, no. Hey, have you ever seen I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker? Anybody seen that movie? I know everybody's
yeah.
seen it.
Yeah. When the water fails.
Yeah. You know, you remember the guy in the movie that was just so pro-black, but he had a white woman?
Mm-hmm.
That's Father Time. No pro-black motherfucker in the world, boy. Everything he talk about is pro-black, but well, he want a white woman so bad he can taste it.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
Father, fuck you, man. You possum face motherfucker!
I'm serious, man. I'm telling you. I guarantee y'all, if he get one, he ain't gonna know what to do with it. He gonna go crazy.
Man, that's not true, man. I dated a couple white girls before.
Did you?
Yeah, what happened? It ain't all that spectacular. I mean, shit, it's just a different shade here. motherfuckers might fix you a couple of more sandwiches than the normal motherfucker. That's about it.
Until you get them around black women, then they just the same. There's no difference. Trust me.
Now that's
OJ Jr. right now. Trust me. God damn, ain't no damn difference.
And you're the white woman.
If they call a woman, they gonna act just like a woman. You ain't gonna get no surprise. It might look all good and stuff on there. If you kept a lock up, that's what I'm gonna do the next time. I'm gonna do like Eddie Murphy said. I'm gonna lock her ass up and I'm gonna keep her away from black people. No black women allowed.
So, okay, well, now with that being said, let me ask you, do you think it's because she was with black women or she just got tired of your ass?
Because that was black women. Well, like, you know how black women get them women. Girl, you going to let him do you like that? Or you going to let him just talk to you like that? You know, start getting that shit in that ear. You know, that ear is a mug.
You gonna let him stay out all night without you saying that?
That
sound like you was hanging around some haters. That's what that was.
Man, if they out there.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure it was some white motherfuckers saying shit to her too.
Don't worry about them. You control that.
So in other words, what you're telling me, dog, is that because she was white, black men. Got in her ear, and it turned her to act a different type of way.
Turned her to act like a regular woman. You know, everybody always say, oh, you get a white woman, they're going to treat you a whole lot better and this and that. A woman going to be a woman, period. They don't care if she's white, blue, black, green. There's no difference. Only the skin color.
But that's
just my opinion.
Disagree with that one. Hey, Waylo, that's king of the white women, man.
Oh, no.
What's your disagreement then?
Huh?
I say, what's your disagreement?
My disagreement with that is that not a woman is not just a woman. All these women, they act different. They might be a woman, truth, but the way they act, their personality makes them totally different. So if they was raised a certain way to doing shit, that's the way they're going to always be. Ain't shit going to change them unless they just ain't got no self-esteem and little motherfucker talk to them and doing some stupid shit. Hell, I done dated some white women. Them motherfuckers, shit, wash my dirty drawers with their damn feet in the damn toilet.
Damn.
Ain't
no sense you going to do no shit like that.
Man, that sounds like some shit nigga do in the penitentiary.
Shit, you find the right black woman, they'll do the same shit. You gotta find that one woman. Yeah.
There's black women that do that too.
Yeah, I don't have a couple of them too.
So that just pulls up. There's really no big difference. I didn't say they all, but it's still a trait. A woman still has some of the same traits.
Okay, so let me ask you. I mean, what makes you lean towards the Caucasians more so than African American women?
Yeah, I don't look at.
I mean, if you said you said they all like the same, but not.
I say all women the same. Man. I say all women. A woman gonna be a woman.
I'm just saying, your past. I know your past now. Your past, you ain't really dealt with too many sisters. It's been a long time since you dealt with a sister in a relationship type level. So I mean, last couple of them been Caucasian. So I mean, what's up with that?
That's definitely not true. My other Kim was black.
Who?
Chick named Kim up here. That I used to mess around with.
I'm pretty sure you didn't still hit a couple of them. I'm talking about relationship wise. I'm talking about relationships. I mean, long term relationships. I mean, it's, what, the past, what, three? Past three been Caucasian. Not to say nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it at all.
Nothing specific, shit. It just happened. I don't look at it. The color don't bother me. Hell, you call me Captain Kirk because bitch was green and did me right, I'll fuck her too.
Okay, I'm just asking, bro. I'm just asking.
I think he's missing a point.
No, it wasn't no big. I don't know. Just happened. They end up getting together, kicked, and it just happened. Didn't have nothing to do with the color. Because, shit, I didn't see no difference.
Now, hold on. Now, you said, now, I gotta correct you now. You said earlier that they was cool until they get to talking to the sisters. So is that a reason that you kind of strayed towards them?
No. That was just making a point of what I was saying, why I say they all the same or why they change. That was just my opinion.
I don't know, man. It sounds kind of... That's kind of contradictory there, brother. But I'm gonna let you slide with that answer. I'm gonna let you slide with it.
I mean, it's just like you told Wado last night. Don't come with the bullshit politically correct answer. What's the real answer?
That's my real answer. That's my real answer.
That's some bullshit, man. It's got to be a reason why. It's got to be. Because that's all you mess with.
Not all I mess with. I mess with all women.
Okay, well, let's put it this way. Most women that you call your woman is white in the past 10 years.
And it just ends up happening. But she didn't start off as my woman. She started off like every other one. One that I was just fucking.
Well, I'm saying, though, why you choose a white woman over the same black woman that you just fucked? How come she didn't just pick
up? Maybe I was kicking with her more. I don't know. It happened. There's no reason. She's just the one I was around more. Maybe she
was. That was the flavor of the month.
Yeah, maybe she was just doing more. I don't know.
Now you hit the truth. She was doing more for you. It's not a right or wrong answer. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like you gotta say. I mean, if the answer.
No, really, that really didn't know the answer.
So in other words, what you basically just said was the white girl did more for you than the black girl. That's why he chose the white girl. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Well, if that's what, you know, I see how political officials get in trouble by how you just twisted what my words around like that. But yeah, if that's what you want to put down, that's not what
you
I said.
Said.
I said
she was doing
so
more for you.
If you gonna quote me right, I said if that was the answer you want, because I really didn't know the answer. That's what I said. But you took in, you said that the white woman did more for you than the black woman. That's how political people get in trouble.
But you said that. Did he not say that?
Yeah, you did.
I told
you
that. Everybody heard you say it.
Y'all didn't hear that. I didn't say that. If that was
everybody on the show heard the wrong thing then.
I really didn't know the answer, but if that's what you wanted to say, yeah, then I guess. I still never knew the answer. But that's what you wanted to put my words down as, so yeah, that.
I'm not putting words, dog. That's what you said. Everybody heard you say it. That's why I just repeated it. I just repeated what you said. I mean, we can go down the line and ask anybody if they heard the same thing I heard. But that's what everybody said. I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody heard the same thing I heard. He did say that, though. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
But still not getting the point, though.
That's why I say that's not a right or wrong answer. So, I mean, your answer's not a bad answer. I mean, shit. I mean, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. I mean, shit, teach his own. You know, I mean, shit,
listen,
if you feel like, the white girl can do more for, white girl do more for you than a sister, then hey.
Okay, if the woman was black, both of them was black, would it matter who you choose there? If you had two.
Who you choose there. But no, I mean, my question to you, it was just more or less like, I was just curious to know, I mean, because the simple fact is that, I mean, the last relationship that I've known that you've been in, I mean, I'm not saying that you ain't been in no other ones that I don't know about, but the ones that I know, the ones that you brought around me, the last couple of them have been Caucasian. And I was figuring, well, maybe it's something about a Caucasian woman that turns you on. Well, I guess.
No, he's still here.
Oh, I didn't hear a word you said, man.
Don't worry about it, brother. Don't worry about it.
I was talking to your co-host, my bad.
Don't worry about it.
All right, say what, man? Let's lighten it up a little bit, dog. I put this shit on here. I'm going to play this motherfucker. I got a little comedy routine for y'all. Going to change it up a little bit if I can get this motherfucker to play. I think it's funny. So y'all laugh.
Oh, give it to him. Hey! Yeah! What's happening, Brooklyn? We out here. Man, I'm a connoisseur, man. I love restaurants, man. But some restaurants, man, just ain't, you know, they not hitting it, man. Like, you ever been to a restaurant where you had to go back and get change your order? You ever been in a restaurant? You ever done that? I went into one, man. A whole lot of celebrities was in that, man. And they told me, man, the restaurant was owned by Zell, right? And I didn't know who he was talking about. Zell? What do you mean Zell? Right? Come to find out that Denzel Washington owned the place. Man, I said, well, Denzel Washington owned this place? Shit, man, if Denzel owned this place, man, tell Denzel to get out of here now because my order messed up. He came at me not like the nice Denzel. He didn't come at me like, you know, John Q, a Malcolm X. He came at me raw, like Training Day. Came out just like this.
But which seems to be the problem? The
problem is, man, I didn't get no hot sauce and no mild sauce, dog. Can you help me out?
You didn't get any hot sauce or mild sauce. Is what you telling me? Huh? Is what you telling me? You didn't get no hot sauce and mild sauce? Mm-hmm. I tell you what, let's see what's in the bag. Oh, shit. My nigga. Uh-huh. You got 6 pieces of wings. You got fries. You got bread. You got coleslaw. You don't have no hot sauce and mild sauce, huh? I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go in the back, all right? I'm going to go in the back. If the receipt says you didn't get any hot sauce or mild sauce, I'm guaranteed to go into my pocket and pay you back your money, my dollar. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Right, and another big actor was there I didn't know that was there. Morgan Freeman, he came out. He gave the old Joe Clark Lean On Me speech, right? He came, well, things will be the problem. That's how I call him office right now. Son, what seems to be the problem? Can't you read the goddamn sign, son? A goddamn sign says hot sauce and mild sauce with your meal, son. Are you trying to pull something, son? I remember you one of them smart college kids. You used to go back and forth with your history just like you're going right now. You want to come in and jump on everybody because your forefathers been ran and chased by hounds. Well, that might not be living, but it sure as hell ain't buying. Buying is what these folks been doing going on 3 years. Buying, buying this, buying about 1,000. Buying from us, fool. I should know because I'm the one that dropped the grease. I'll be back. I'm standing right there, him and Denzel get into an argument. I can't, this is the fancy. He's like, Denzel, I need to speak to you. About what? Third time this week, Denzel. Somebody came and steal him. Mr. Sam, bring all the noises inside, Mr. Sam. Set the tape on the door. Denzel, we're at the end of the partnership, Denzel. Right now, expeditiously. Come on, Denzel. Pack up and get the stuff out of here right now.
You want me to leave, huh, Morgan? You want me to leave just like that? You want me to pack up my stuff and leave?
Huh? Yeah. Uh-huh. I train you. See, I train you disloyal, fool-ass, bitch-made nigga. That's what you're going to treat me? Yeah. You motherfuckers. Okay. All right. Uh-huh. I'm putting cases on all you managers, huh? You think you can do this? Hey! Yo, come back here. I got your money. You think you can do this to me? You managers will be fried chicken in Pelican Bay when I get finished with you. Yeah, Crystal Oil program, brother. 23-hour lockdown. You will never see the light of day. Who the fuck do you think I am? I'm the one that got this place started. You just got here. That's right, Morgan. I said I'm the one that got the place started. You just got here. You just got here. Uh-huh, yeah. My nigga. My nigga. And Chris Rock was on the fries. He was like, God damn, I can't believe y'all got rid of motherfucking Denzel Washington. I can't believe it. Bernie, can you believe it?
Man, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with these motherfuckers today. They don't lost their motherfucking mind. These motherfuckers want some hot sauce and motherfucking mild sauce. That's my time, Rachel Ray. Thank you, Brooklyn, New York. Thank you.
Dude did a hell of a time, Denzel.
That Denzel was funny. That was funny.
I guess you didn't piss Wick off, so. Pissed the man off about the white girl.
I pissed him off, man. All I said is I was on his side.
Look. I don't know. You don't now, though. Go put that juice stuff away.
I could have sworn I was on his side, man. I mean... I know why he picked them white girls. I know why.
Because
it's easy to tell a white girl something like this.
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
Hey, I will tell you this, though. You can get away with more shit, though. I'll tell you that much.
He's gonna be mad, motherfucker. Don't nobody tell him I did that.
All right, get together.
Oh, he's gonna be calling me all kind of motherfuckers, man. a motherfucker. You shave your motherfucking hairy ass balls. Eh? You think I like getting your hairy ass balls? You know, you'd be like, wait a minute, hold up. You ain't saying shit about it. Why you wait till I say something before you say something?
Well, yeah, some women, you can't do that.
Nigga, check that hoe.
Some women, you just can't. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's that whole self-esteem thing, and they get insecure when you say it's something, you know, they need to improve on. Even though they know it, and they feel it's something that they need to improve on, but they would rather do it themselves than somebody else to point it out to them.
Okay. Sunshine, I see you done pressed, one now. What's that?
Oh, Lord. Is that the sunshine with a Y?
Yeah.
Damn. I'm being on my best behavior.
What's good, baby?
Nothing. I was laughing at what you were saying, but that is some crazy shit. As soon as the dude say something to the female, then she like, well, shit, motherfucker, you doing this and you doing, yeah, that ain't about the right, but. I mean, shit, maybe it made her a little self-conscious about what he was saying and made her feel a little bad about herself.
Yeah.
But now,
so
but when
she
the argument,
to feel her pain.
Exactly. But I wasn't saying it to put you in pain. I was saying it because if I stray out and you like, well, you couldn't tell me what the fuck I wasn't doing? No, I couldn't tell you. Unless... I mean, it's like in those type of cases, like we in a no-win situation. Oh, I see my boy Wick that came back. Wick, what's happening?
What it do?
Man, that nigga Bob Tom letting you have it while you was gone.
Goddamn. He played all the way. Hold on, we got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hi. Hello, my name is Lucius.
Your name is who?
Lucius.
Lucius, what's up, Lucius? How you feeling?
I'm doing okay. My voice was a little scratchy. I got a cold, but I wanted to comment on what you were saying about telling someone, telling your girl how to improve on something. It's about how you tell them. If you tell them in the right way, you could tell them without offending.
Okay, so now, Lucius, all right, now. Me and you laying in the bed, and I'm telling you, I say, well, Lucius, baby, you know, your toenails keep kind of scratching me every time you rub up against me. You know, you want to cut. I'm going to trim them a little bit.
But see, you don't have to say that. See, that's where you're messing up at. Instead of saying it, then no, you don't have to say it. Why don't you just offer to do her feet? That way you don't even have to say anything. If you just say, you know, I'm going to rub a feet for you. Well, it's a way of getting the point across without even having to offend her.
I hear you.
Because she could do the same thing for you. You know, you could say, you could do it. You could turn it around and make it where y'all both doing it for each other. You know, that way you're getting it done without having to offend her, and then you know you're getting what you want accomplished.
Okay, but
if you don't want to do that, because you might have a feet thing, then, you know, say, you know what, baby, I want you to go get a pedicure because I want to see your feet pretty.
Okay, well, what if she ain't got nothing but corn calluses and knuckles?
That's when you send her to get a pedicure. That's what I say. If you don't want to do it, because some people got a feet thing. They don't like touching feet. That's cool, too. Okay, fine then. That's when you send her to get a pedicure.
All right, now, but then that brings me back to what I was saying. That's when you hear that, oh, my feet don't look good enough for you.
No. Wait, hold up. it ain't too many women that turn down manicures and pedicures. I mean, if you say you want, you know, you like to see her feet pretty, she ain't gonna be, oh, what, my feet did that here. She's gonna be happy you want her to get her feet done. If you give her some money and tell her you want to go get a pedicure, she ain't getting ready to snap on you talking about, oh, you don't like her feet.
I don't know, Lucius. I don't know about that one. I mean,
I don't hear the other girls on the line arguing with
you. That sounds like a double-edged sword, Cass.
It's how you do it. It's all about how you do it.
Okay, Lucius, we laying up in the bed and you look up and I'm putting a Band-Aid on because your toenail didn't cut me. I mean, at this point now, did I really have to say something to you?
First of all, why I get that fight at your toenail done cut you? You should have said something about that a long time ago.
I'm just saying. At some point, I didn't want to say that because I didn't want to offend. So, I mean, but then at that point in time, now, do you look to say, well, you know what, maybe I need to go on and get my feet done. Well, I still got to wait. I still got to tell you.
If her toenail cuts you, then, yeah, she got to clip her toenails. But, I mean, if they're that long, she should know she needs to cut her toenails. I mean, women don't usually let them get that long that they're cutting folks.
I mean, they might be kind of jagged. You know what I'm saying? She might be a construction worker or something. Shit, she might well feel those.
A construction worker.
Yeah, I'm just saying, whatever the case.
So you're saying they just might need, they might just be rough and you know they might need to be smoothed out or whatever.
You
want to know how to delicately bring that up.
Man, she might walk on the concrete a lot, you know, flat footed, you know.
Have a coconut smile, cut them down toenails, and shut up.
Right.
Well, all I can tell you is just tell her, you know, hey. Then you might have to just tell her, and if she get mad, then y'all learn how to be able to crack back and just take it.
I'm one of those sneaky cats. I wait till your ass go to sleep. All you need is click, click.
Well, I just told him to rub her feet, and he put the screech sound in my ear when I told him that. When I said rub her feet, he got all bent out of shape on that one.
No, that wasn't me. That wasn't me. That was Father Time. That wasn't me. Now, me personally, I mean, if we went to bed and your toenails got that long and they was all that jagged and shit, I'm going
to
tell you.
I'll kick that country ass to the curb.
Be done with.
No, I tell you what, dog. If I'm in the bathroom putting on Band-Aids and we in the bed,
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
You know what I don't like feeling though? You laying in the bed and you rub up against her legs, and her legs feel like she got 1,000 needles on the end of that motherfucker.
Oh, the porcupine legs.
Yeah,
I can't stand the porcupine legs.
Yeah,
that's me.
Like, it's winter outside. I ain't wearing no shorts. I ain't carrying my legs. So ask me to say them damn legs.
That's me.
Got the porcupine legs.
That's bullshit.
Lucy, you got porcupine legs?
No, I don't have porcupine legs. No,
that's
I don't.
Me. That's me.
Who keeps saying that's me?
Margaret.
Where Margaret come from?
Oh, I brought Margaret on the line with me. Lucia brought Margaret on the line.
Oh, okay. Well, you know Margaret? I ain't even know who's that, baby. Margaret, you got our legs.
Yeah. I grow hair like weeds.
Damn. What nationality are you?
Huh?
What nationality are you?
I'm biracial. I'm not full white like you guys like them, and I'm not black like you don't like them.
Hold on now.
Wow.
That's a weak thing right there. We
no, that's what I heard you guys say on the phone. You guys said you guys don't like the black, but you love the whites. I'm neither one.
I said I love them all.
No, yeah, not what I said.
No, you said the whites do more for you. I heard you.
Yeah, and then, see, she heard you too. She heard you too.
Yeah.
See,
I'm right in the middle there.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Hey, that's not. All right,
well,
now,
okay, what
you.
Are you? Hold on a second, dog. What are you?
I said I'm biracial, which means mixed.
Biracial. Yeah.
With
yeah,
black, black, black white.
A little bit of both.
She crazy. Yeah. That's what she is.
Okay, so you're mixed with black and white then, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yes. She is.
There you go.
Now, wasn't that so hard?
She said that at the beginning. But now, anyway. Did you
no,
take
she
a,
did say
right.
that.
Yes, she did. Anyway.
My mama's white. My mama's white like you like them. And my dad's black like you don't like them.
No, that's not what they said.
I'm just giving them a hard time.
Right. Yeah.
Hold on, dog. Keep giving us a hard time. This is what's going to happen to you as soon as I play it.
You got knocked the fuck out, man!
See, that's me. Now, I gotta ask you, Margaret. The breast thing. Did you take out to the white people or the black people?
Well, my ex told me that I'm like a white person until you get me mad, and then I'm like a black girl. That's what my ex-boyfriend told me.
No, he's talking about
your chest. Black features.
I'm talking about the breast.
Kind of medium. I'm not real big. I'm kind of medium. I'm small at the top and big at the bottom, I guess. That's what
so
they say.
Are you perky or are you hanging like slaves?
Excuse me? Never heard that before.
Okay.
By the way, I also gave y'all Tony.
Tony? Who the heck is Tony?
Oh, I'll tell you later who Tony is. Tony's my, you know who Tony is. I'll tell you later who Tony is.
Not the Tony I know.
No, not your friend Tony.
Oh.
Anyway, never mind. Okay.
No.
They know who Tony is.
Ladies, we got a show going on here, ladies.
I know. But I was trying to tell the other thing. What's going on, Lucius?
When
they're
I
talking
say
about your chest size.
Oh.
Right.
Oh. No, I don't take after the... Actually, my mom, for being a white woman, she doesn't have huge chest, does she, Lucius? Not really.
That's what they're trying to figure out.
Right, no. I don't think
so.
What
perky?
Do you think, Lucius?
Are they perky? Well, I mean, you know...
I'm not, I think Lucius is black, full black, and she's probably bigger than me. Don't you think so, Lucius?
No, we ain't talking about the size. We ain't talking about,
yeah.
Are they perky? Do they stand up by themselves?
Yes, or do they sag? Like, if you take your bra off, does your titty sag?
No, they're not falling down on my knees or anything, if that's what you mean, no.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. Are they perky? Or, I mean, do they? When I say hanging like slaves, I mean, boom, like it's like you look like you got four arms, like you got four arms. But I mean,
they're not falling down to the ground yet. No, not yet.
Okay. Now, ladies, we do have our own website, sincity.spruce.com. Feel free to create a page. That way we can judge ourselves. We can judge ourselves.
Oh,
once
Lord
y'all
have
put pictures up. You know, but I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, support your brother.
Oh, I am.
I mean,
so not college.
No, I like the show. I call the show all the time, but the people I bring to the show, I'm just not.
Oh, man. Margaret, that was so extra.
Yeah, but Margaret busted me out.
I did?
Yeah. Never mind. I'll just pass it with you, Margaret. You're cool.
I said, y'all, make sure y'all hit us at sincity.spruce. That's sincity.spruce, SPRUZ.com. Create a page. Like, we're trying to get some of that Facebook money, too, now.
All day, every day.
And we want to see if Margaret lied to us.
Margaret was truthful. She was truthful.
Okay,
Margaret will do a page.
I will.
All right,
I'm gonna show you how to do a page, Margaret.
Okay.
We want to make sure they perky. We don't want you to have them all orangutan, Diddy. But if you got them.
But to be really truthful, I mean, they're not like 10-year-olds anymore. I mean, I did have two babies, you know, and I breastfed and everything. So, hey,
okay.
My boyfriend said they were really nice, though, and me and him got into fights about reading things, you know. So, you know, hey, you know, maybe they are halfway decent. I don't know, but I don't know, whatever.
Okay. Well, not.
I'm talking about Mr. Price, man.
I know.
Lucius, let me ask you. When you come in the house, you know you ain't going back out. I mean, do you snatch a bra off immediately?
Yep.
Why?
I don't like clothes.
Oh, so you just like walking around naked?
I can't walk around naked, but if somebody else was in my house, I would.
Okay. All right, now you better be careful. Now you fuck around, motherfucker, be knocking on the door, tap, 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 tap.
Hey, like I say, I was just being honest. I take everything off.
Oh, really? Nah. Is that so?
So it's not just the bra. I mean, I don't like wearing clothes.
Oh, now this is what I'm talking about. Now the show getting a little spice to it. Luke's talking about she gets butt booty naked.
Hey, I only wear clothes because I have children. I have people can't walk around butt naked. So
I understand, but with them days that they gone, you just free as a bird. So time. I can imagine the minute you walk past a house and you talking to me, and if I ignore you, you know I'm going to be like,
sorry, I was distracted by that fine motherfucker right there.
I'm going to be looking at the bitch.
Yeah, dog, I don't know if you can do that here. These motherfuckers catch you peeking in windows around this motherfucker. It ain't exactly nice.
I'm gonna tell you right now, I ain't peeking that shit. I'm gonna take me a full look. Ain't no sense of peeking. I'm gonna take a full fucking look.
What you gonna hear?
I got my look. I mean, shit. Ain't no way. I mean, what's the purpose of peeking? I want to look for 2 seconds. Shit, you gonna be like, this motherfucker's bold. He just standing there. I'ma wave. Hey, how you doing? Turn around, please. Thank you.
Be like Charlie Murphy off Dave Chappelle. I'm gonna see him just smile.
Hey, thank you. All right, now I'll be back tomorrow. You gonna be right here tomorrow? Okay. Well, you gonna be back? Okay. Well, I know to come back there now. I ain't got no problem.
I hear you, dog.
Sunshine,
it's free. What?
Sunshine been kind of quiet about this, man. Sunshine, what's happening?
Nothing. I said I was going to be good because I keep getting in trouble with Father Time.
Nobody think about Father Time. What's your take on this?
What? I'm talking about another
woman's titties. What? No, we can talk about yours. I have no problem with that. I mean, I'm just saying, when you come home, do you snatch the bra off? I mean, what do you do?
I snatch everything off.
Oh, you're another one, huh?
A lot of butt naked women walking around this motherfucker. I ain't never seen none of that shit.
Hey, I'm in the wrong hood.
I'm gonna go give you a UPS.
See, like me, that's just constraining.
Y'all gonna have all kind of deliveries to y'all house.
Imagine the maintenance man. He probably walk in all the time.
Oh yeah, hey,
maintenance man. I don't stay in my apartment.
That's why I'm coming in the UPS truck. She be like, I ain't got the. I'm sorry, it's a special delivery for Sunshine. It's special.
Make sure you say Sunshine and Y, so she'll know what you're talking about.
Then I'm gonna go to Lucy's crib. I already know Janine ain't gonna be naked. I'm gonna make all kind of hits. Y'all gonna be like, God damn, this motherfucker got six stuff. He got a FedEx truck.
UPS man showing up with empty boxes. Time I got delivered.
Hey,
shit in the box. I need you to sign things, though.
Oh, no, it's going to be something in the box.
You open the box, he got his dick in the hole. You open the box.
Well, hey, that's what I was talking about. She didn't have the UPS bag. Do that
before. Hey, what was that on? Wasn't that on a comedy show or some shit like that? Dude made a song about his dick being in a box.
I don't know, but mine gonna be in a box.
I don't know about all that.
Shit, hey. Sign here, please.
I just know how Manus Cavs is, so.
I'm just playing. I know Lucia's like, these motherfuckers crazy.
I know that already. I listen to y'all every week.
That's what's up. That's all we is. We just want to have some fun. That's all. I'm not bullshitting about that UPS truck, though. I will have one. That motherfucker will be mad at me. Tap, 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 tap. Who is it? Tap, 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 tap. Come on, over the door. Leave it on the porch.
Right.
Nah, you got to sign for this.
Just make sure their toenails ain't sharp, right?
Right. I'm looking down at your feet. Hey, I'm going to tell you, I'm a foot. Anybody that didn't listen to this show, that been on this show long enough, they know. I'm a foot person. I love feet. I got foot fetish. And if you got them motherfucking toes ain't done, I can't fuck with you.
And it's got to be red polish with red socks.
There you go. Hey, Waylo, don't judge me.
Hey, I ain't judging you, bro. I still like them socks with the little ball in the back. Shit.
Well, he wouldn't like me because my hair grows fast and my nails grow fast.
As long as it's looking right, if it's looking right, you trimmed up right. Hey, Waylo, I'm gonna tell you what be in my mind. So I look down, see them feet, they looking right, and everything looking good. I'm gonna have that.
Say game time,
huh? It's game time. I got that music playing in my head. Dun, 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 dun. I'm going for it. Simon,
well,
what's up, dog?
Only in Sin City, man. Only in Sin City. Ain't anything going this motherfucker. Oh, shit.
What's up?
Here we go. I haven't raped nobody this week, so you don't have to ask.
Shut up. No, because I'm on the site, and I came across this picture of this female with a super long-ass tongue. Now, my question is, why would a straight man get turned on because a female got a super long tongue? Unless she want her to play with his asshole.
No, asshole's got nothing to do with that. A tongue, do you have a long tongue? I mean, that's just like...
I mean, I don't know. That's why I'm asking. I don't have a super long tongue, but I do what I do when I do what I do when I know what I do is good. So, I mean, I'm just curious.
Hold on a second. Can you
see it to me, Al?
Say that again three times fast.
The tongue is
only special
like,
people.
The tongue is just—I mean, when you got that long tongue, it's just—I mean, you just your mind. Just, I don't know about them, but I'm gonna tell you, my mind just instantly get the racing. Like, oh, you can just wrap that motherfucker all the way around. I mean, I got all kinds of in my head. Like, God damn. I mean, Tasha, you wrap that motherfucker around my dick. God, look at that. Like, especially the one that go past your chin. Oh, Lord, please. Oh, shit. I'm following you around. Can you lick your tongue out one more time?
So can you do what you did to me yesterday?
Yeah, I'm surprised. doesn't matter if she's
black or white then, huh?
Hell no. Oh, shit, I'm like, wait, now she could be great. I have no problem. I have no problem with black, white, no races. I mean that was weak thing. That wasn't me. That was weak. Now I did say that the survey that I took, and it was just me. I took it by myself. Wasn't nobody with me. White women have more perkier breasts than black women. Now, I did say that. I did go on the record.
But
say
black
that.
Women have better bodies, though. And overall shapes.
Women are
mostly more skinny.
That's true.
Black women have more curves.
I tend to agree with that, but I'm just saying. I mean, I've seen some older white women. I'm like, well, damn, those are some nice fucking breasts. Look at those breasts there. Those are nice.
Yeah, the motherfuckers done.
Oh, whatever the case may be. They was nice.
I guess it depends on what you're looking for in a woman. I guess if you're a breast woman, if you're a butt woman, it depends on what you're looking for.
I mean,
I've had Mexican men, black men tell me that they're not into the breast. They're into other things.
I'm into the whole package. I mean,
you're into the breast because that's all you've been talking about.
No, I mean, but not shit. Oh, I love a good pair of breasts. I'm not gonna lie to you. Hey, if I can breast skim, oh yeah.
Lucius, he'd like you then. Lucius. Huh?
Lucius got those brunch.
Yeah.
But you just stick your face in them and just be like brunch.
Like Lucius.
Look, y'all leave my breasts out of this.
Hey.
He wouldn't like Margaret's then, because Margaret's is not as big as Lucius.
Oh, I mean, as long as you got a mouthful, as long as you got a mouthful, I'm good. As long as I got a mouthful, I'm good. I am great. But now I mean
no,
I
think I think Margaret's got more butt. Lucius has got more breasts. Don't you agree, Lucius?
Yeah, that's a true call.
They both cast have both worlds.
Right.
That's just my opinion, though, dog.
I am not putting my body parts on black.
I was trying to be nice, Wick. I was really trying to be nice, but I was thinking that. I ain't going to lie to you. I swear I was trying to be nice and not say it. I was sweating over here like, don't say it. Don't say it. But, hey, like I say, SinCity.Spruce.com. Be sure to put them pages up. We can see. We want to see what Margaret and Luce is working with. Fellas, the fellas, Margaret and Luce is not seeing. Hey, man, everybody.
Lucia says I cover up like a nun. That's what she told me yesterday. In fact, we just had this conversation yesterday. She says I cover up like a nun.
She wears turtlenecks and stuff.
Damn.
Turtlenecks.
We don't live in Sin City. We live in Winter City. So we have to cover up.
No, I don't do turtlenecks, dude. That'd be you. But anyway.
I don't wear turtlenecks when it's summertime out. We live in the Winter City, so we have to cover up here.
They in the Midwest, too.
Oh, I thought they said Sin City. I thought Sin City was Nevada.
Sin City is wherever you want to. Yeah, that's the radio station. Sin City is wherever you want to get it in at.
No, they just, yeah.
Okay.
We can come to Minnesota and make Minnesota Sin City.
See?
Well, I don't know. My girl just pushed me in on this radio show. I don't know where it's at.
Well, I hope we keep hearing from you. I'm glad she put you in on the show.
Okay. Even if I'm not double D's or anything like that, I'm still welcome to be on the show.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're more than welcome.
Okay. Even if I'm just A's, no, I'm not A's. I'm just giving you a hard time. It cover up like a nun, like Lucian says I do. No, I'm just kidding.
Now you might have to come out that nun stage, though.
I'm not always dressed like a nun.
Nah, she only wear that when she cold. She only do that when she cold. She gets cold easy.
And I've been doing better now that I'm not. Now that I take pills for anemic, I'm very anemic, which means I get cold fast.
Yeah, she aight.
That's a woman.
I'm still not putting my picture up. Because wouldn't I have to put a bear picture up?
That's the chess woman.
You don't have to put up a nude picture. Just any kind of profile picture. We prefer people use a profile picture.
Yeah, she should wear that outfit that she wore this summer, up in Uptown.
Yeah, I could do that one. Maybe I'll do it. Okay, I'll put on an outfit like that.
That was a sexy shirt that she wore to Uptown with her. I don't know.
Yeah, with all my cleavage out. Yeah.
Well, you know we got photographers down there. Y'all in Minnesota, right?
Yeah.
All right, I got a special photographer down there for you. Tama.
For sure. I'll take their pictures.
Sound like they need a special. Huh?
I'll take their pictures. I don't got no problem with that.
There you go. See, we got you already. Go on, throw that shirt on. Let my boy Tama know what time he's supposed to get there. I'm going to pull up in the UPS truck, and we there.
I'm gonna be watching so Lucius doesn't get taken advantage of.
Who's that bumping the music?
I don't know. Somebody got the music all the way up.
I'm sorry, that was me.
That's on my page.
That's on my Sin City page.
Okay.
That's cool. We can accept that. Yeah, her page bumping.
Damn.
What you damning about?
Damn, look, Auntie beating the shit out of her niece for snitching.
on worldstarhiphop.com. It's like Auntie BB shows her niece what she does to a snitch.
Yeah, I seen that. I seen that one. She beat the shit
out of
that.
That is off the chain. Damn, she banking the fuck out of her. I'm sorry, y'all. This shit is just tripping me out.
Yeah, now you know that you just being rude now.
I said I'm sorry.
Sometimes sorry don't cut it.
See, no, I didn't say that. Y'all, we go.
Then that's a sign of ungratefulness, because I am being apologetic, goddammit. I could just say fuck it and do what I do.
Y'all almost made it. Y'all almost
made it. I know, man. Almost made it.
I've been trying to be good.
Always starting something. Always.
See, y'all want to blame me for the shit.
Sunshine.
Yes, sir.
Say another motherfucking word, and this shit is over. And I ain't playing, nigga.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got 5 minutes any damn way.
Well, sir, I see you checked your profile picture.
Huh?
Yep.
I see you changed your profile picture.
Yep.
Now, why would you go and do something like that?
I like that with the chains.
I might like that damn picture. I like it with the other chain.
That chain with on her back.
Man.
You change that picture?
You know. Every time Father Time looked at that picture, you know what he was thinking.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
Yeah, his damn computer monitor probably sticky as hell.
Hey, look at that picture.
Well, hell, I need new pictures, man. Shit, I use these shit all up. I need some new ones, too.
If Janine builds up to him, you have about 7 kids by now, just off them pictures.
Just think about how many he done threw away.
Right.
Oh, well, for
that. Hey, Janine, that he actually look at the pictures, and he actually, I think he's having a conversation with you. You know, he actually be sitting there talking to the pictures.
What's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?
There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, man. You know, I'm just fucking with you, dog. You know, I'm just fucking with you.
Damn. All right, now, you know, we know what time it is, dog. You're going to cut us off.
Yeah, we're coming down to the end of the show. We're coming down to the end of the show. All right, y'all. Y'all know how we do. All right, Lucia.
Yes.
Lucia, Margaret. We want to thank y'all for coming on the show, man. We really appreciate it. Like I say, don't be no strangers. Come to the show anytime. You know what I'm saying? Check us out every Tuesday and Wednesday. We do the same thing all the time like a damn fool. Like I say, sincity.spruce.com. Put them profiles up. Right, we hope to see y'all more often. Y'all got any last words for us?
Yep. I'll tune back in next week.
That's what's up. Don't forget to put them up.
I'll be contacting us all the time about the pictures so we can put them up.
All right.
And I'm gonna help Margaret get her page so she can have a page on there.
All right, that's what's up. And I'll be on that UPS truck.
That's your delivery.
Right. Nice. Wait, you got any last words for us, dog?
Good show, fella. Be on next week. Peace.
Peace.
2 inches of hard dick.
Oh, shit, y'all motherfuckers crazy. That's right, you got any last words?
I'm trying to be good. I'm doing good.
Okay. Well, all right, I guess you're going to do good tonight. Janae, you got any last words for us?
Oh, it was nice talking to you, everybody. I'll talk to y'all next week.
That's what's up. Way low.
What's good, bro?
Any last words for us, bro?
Same deal as always. You know, hoodieboync.com, Way Low, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. nc.spruce.com. Appreciate it.
That's what's up. What's happening, homie?
nc.spruce.com, man. See, Hardy even threw a little page up. Let's get it going.
Yeah. When I see that. All right, man, and to all you ladies, we're going to tell y'all one more time.
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
All right, y'all, good night, man. I got to get out of here. Peace. But y'all, it's silly for real.